Okay, I'm going to call the October 26, 2015 Prudential Committee meeting to order. Is there any public comment? No public comment. So I'm going to ask the water commissioners to please update us on the water tower project.
No, thank you. No problem. I asked Russ Kleekamp from GHC to come in so that you could ask any questions you need and we wouldn't be fumbling around. So I'd like to have him step forward. It's Russ Kleekamp from GHC.
That's great. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Russ Kleekamp. I'm the project manager from the engineering firm GHD. And would you like just a general overview on the project today, or did you have specific questions on it?
No, I just think we wanted a general overview of the progress and where we're at.
Sure. Well, the project, it is underway. We've opened up bids on August 6th, I believe. We have signed the notice of award and also have issued the notice to proceed to the contractor. We expect them to break ground in November, starting with some installation of the water pipes and valves down at the West Street tank site. And then probably not much happening over the winter after that. We'll do the we're going to try to do the demolition of the West Street tank this year as well. Then the springtime of next year, we'll be looking to construct the new tank at the site. And then once that's online, we'll take down the other tank at the Main Street site. So the project is underway. It's moving forward. No physical construction to date has happened.
I just had a question. If you could explain about the problem with the cell phone towers.
All
right. Antennas.
Sure. Well, the one of the tank, the Main Street tank now has the three carriers on them. I believe it's Sprint, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The way the cell phone companies work is they install their antennas in a certain location, and there's not a whole lot of flexibility. There's only a couple hundred feet they can deviate from that. But given the tank's structural condition, it obviously has to come down. So we have been in contact with the cell phone companies. Some of them have temporary antennas they put up. Sometimes they seek alternate locations, or we can enter into discussions on if it's prudent to put a new cell phone tower there.
So when I attended your last meeting, you discussed antennas for the Sheriff's Department and the Barnesville Police. They aren't on the Main Street.
Chris, are they on? I believe, yes, they are on the Main Street tank.
Okay. And you can't, the new tank, we won't be putting towers on, antennas on, is that correct?
No, we're not. We're putting provisions there, conduits and penetrations through the foundation and the tank walls, so if things ever go there in the future, it'll be relatively easy to do, but there's no schedule. Other than the antennas used to communicate with the water department, there's no proposed cell phone antennas on the new tank.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Ms. Hadley? Any questions?
No.
None? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Russ. Thank you.
Okay. And then fire commissioners, could have an update on the truck.
I will defer to the chief if that's possible.
That's fine. Thank you.
Good evening, folks. Fire Chief here, Fire Chief Christopher Olson, 26 Trudy Lane. The fire truck has been ordered. The engineer plans are in the process of being completed. We had completed one set of engineer plans and realized that, at least the engineer realized that there were too many things on top of the truck for the truck to be able to accurately fit into the building. So they reconfigured the top of the truck, and it looks great. They just moved things around. But the truck has been ordered. It's underway. The build-out is going to start once the plans are finished, the engineer plans, and with our final approval. So we're just waiting for those final approval now of the engineer plans. We're expecting them this week, next week, and hopefully by the end of the month. And then from that point, once we approve them, they assure us it's about 8 or 9 months for a build-out, and we'll have a nice Sabre Pierce manufactured truck. So thank you.
OK. Can you talk about the cost savings that you've arranged for?
Yes, we did fill out all the paperwork. We do have a $6,000 cost savings right now to go through a firm that's out of Texas for a purchasing agent. So that worked out really well. And there may be another, if we pay it off, as soon as they build the chassis, and if we pay half of the money forward, it might be a possible $4,000, they were saying. So that's a $10,000 savings, $10,000-plus savings on the truck. So it works out really well. We thank you very much for filling out the paperwork. Appreciate that.
Any questions about the truck? None? Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
So the next order of business is the district insurance, the property casualty, accident, and sickness. And I understand the Board of Water Commissioners have already voted to increase the deductibles for property to $2,500 and change some of the your deductibles on your equipment. Is that correct? And I understand the fire commissioners are going to be voting on this topic at your next meeting on the 10th of November. Is that correct, Mr. Adley? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Any questions about the liability, Mr. Adley? No?
Tom, do you know what you're going to be voting on right now, what's going to be proposed on the vote? Thank you.
Freedom Hall. Okay, next is item is Freedom Hall. I guess when I was here last week for the Water Commissioners building meeting, a nice lady from the Boy Scouts came upstairs and asked me if I knew if there was water in the basement. So,
do we need to tear it down and put in a new foundation?
Oh, you know, I don't know. So I contacted Mr. Kerr, and he came and vacuumed it out. And the part of the problem is the gutters. Part of the problem is that the land over on the north side of the building, it's the one window that's on the north side for in the main part of the basement where it leaks. And I don't know where it's coming from. So what we need to do is probably get some window covers, you know, those plastic window covers. Unfortunately, these are extra large sized.
Eliminate the window?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think we can do that. These are extra large sized windows, so they're going to be fairly expensive. So Mr. Kerr is looking at a price for that. The other place it comes in is on the parking lot side, and that's probably where the worst part of the leak came from. And we'll just have to look at changing the gutters, I think, or rearranging the gutters. And the other thing I wanted to mention is the new storm windows are on. So all the windows on Freedom Hall actually have storm windows, not just the ones in this room.
Do the gutters need to be cleaned?
Yeah, the gutters need to be cleaned. The other problem is that the if you look at the gutters, there's for these huge roofs, there's a downspouts on the front, and then on the rear there's just a pipe that comes out of them that's this big around, and so it's just not large enough to handle the water. So that's part of the problem. So that's it for Freedom Hall. The High Street property, Mr. Grassetti kindly went over to High Street to look over the building and give me his opinion on the feasibility of restoring it, which isn't probably a realistic expectation. He thinks it'd be extremely expensive. We do need a probably an assessment of the building, and that would cost in the neighborhood, he thinks, of $3,000 to $5,000. And, you know, so we probably should put that on the warrant for next year. He did suggest to me that we might want to consider a plan where we put aside X amount of dollars for, say, 5 years for to either rehab that building or purchase a new or build a new building for that area. So, any other thoughts about?
Well, just having gone through a very small remodeling in a very old house, you just run into so many things that you don't anticipate. So, I think we have to keep an open mind about tearing it down.
Yeah, I do too. Do you have any thoughts about High Street? No. So, Ms. Sadley, I understand there was a policy advisory committee meeting?
Yes, we had our first meeting. We elected Eric Schaefer, the chairman, and I'm stuck with the minutes. Mr. Campbell is the water department representative, and Dr. Pisano is representing the fire department. And we're having our next meeting on the 5th of November. We've been getting... we have a copy of the Enabling Act, and we have a copy of the study that was done by FAA in 1999. And with those two documents, I think we'll have a little bit more to talk about at the next meeting.
Okay. Ian?
I have nothing to report on bylaws at this time. We'll get active when I get back from an overseas.
Okay. All right. Did you, I didn't put it on the agenda. Hopefully nobody will object, but did you review the minutes from September?
Yes, I did. I didn't see anything.
So could I have a motion to accept the minutes from September?
I move we accept the minutes of the September meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's the end of the agenda. Is there any?
Is Jackie here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jackie Barton, would you like to make it?
Are you here to tell us anything?
I was actually here hoping to hear what the status of the funding was so that I could, excuse me, then understand what I need to do in order to get the Lowell project done.
Through you, Madam Chairman, no change as we were, unless you heard today.
No, I did not promise that we'd hear today.
Right. So we haven't heard today yet.
So we haven't heard from the bank? Or
it's actually from the USDA.
USDA?
As to whether we qualify for their loan program or not.
Okay. All
so
right.
We're waiting to hear. Once we know if we're in, we'll go that route. If we don't know, if we know we're not in, we'll go a different route.
Okay.
We're sitting waiting.
Okay. Thank you.
So do you have a sense, Michael, of once you go out for that public bonding, what the timing on that process typically is?
We're not bonding. We're doing notes.
Okay.
So the next board meeting is November 16th. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we would shoot for that to sign papers, which would give us 2 to 3 weeks before we had custody of funds for disbursement. So probably sometime in December we can cut a check on a warrant.
Okay. So just to bring everybody up to speed, I believe then where we are is that Barnstable Land Trust will have to go out and borrow funds and do a two-part closing. What that means is that we'll close with the Lowell family, we'll acquire the property based on the promise, if you will, of the district, which means that we're going to have a purchase and sales agreement, which we don't currently have right now with you. So we'll close forward $450,000 of borrowed funds from us because we have to both cover the fire district and the town of Barnstable because you're purchasing half of the conservation restriction, et cetera. We're prepared to do that. So I'm not pushing you. It's just the longer we have to wait for your funds, the more it's going to cost us. Thank you.
Carol Olson had to ask a question. Can we allow that? I would.
No. Sorry. So, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor, aye.